All right, we are joined in the media center by Pro Stock World Champion Erica Enders, Elite Motorsports owner Richard Freeman, and Pro Stock driver Bo Butner. And they are here to make a special announcement regarding the 2023 season. So I'll let you guys take away with it. Richard, if you want to start, or whoever wants to announce, go ahead and announce.
Announce. Here we go. Not just for 2023, but multi-year deal with Jason Johnson and JHG and his family coming on board to be the primary sponsor of both Bo and Erica. You know, Jason and his family aren't new to the sport. They've been out here for many years off and on, and it's a dream come true for us to have someone like him to want to be a part of our program. Bo brought him in, and although we haven't had the season that we would like to have had with Bo's car, Jason sees the future bright at Elite Motorsports, and so we're excited to have him and his family, Nikki, everybody involved.
Bo, I'll ask you a question, Erica, a question, then we'll kind of open it up for everyone. But to see this, obviously it's been a great year for you as far as the partnership goes, to see this grow for next year and beyond. How cool is that for you to see that happen?
It's great because he's actually probably the reason why I'm back here this year. So I was retired again. So now he's not going to let that happen. But Jason's a great guy. He and I are both car guys. That's kind of how we clicked. So we like old cars. He likes different type car than I. But he's a great guy. He loves drag racing. So we need more guys like this in our sport. And we're very fortunate to have him, not only as a sponsor but a friend.
Then Erica, obviously defending champ, win your fifth championship to bring to make this move, have a new partner on board your car specifically. How exciting is this for you?
It's very exciting. It's something you wish for your whole career, is to know that you have a job the following season. So we've been really blessed with great partners at Elite Motorsports over the last 9 years that I've driven there. And Melling and Gallagher and People Lease are still partners of ours, and we're super, super stoked to have Jason on board. Him and his wife, Nikki, are a great asset to our program. They like to have a lot of fun, and most importantly, as Bo mentioned, they love our sport. So, exciting times.
Absolutely. Kevin, go ahead.
You guys share data amongst all your cars, but with this, does anything change from a technical standpoint?
I don't think so. I mean, what Kevin asked is we all share data between all of our cars. All four of our crew chiefs work in the same lounge together. We share data. All the drivers bounce stuff off of each other, so none of that part will change at all.
Richard, Bo mentioned just having people like this involved in our sport, to bring them on board in an increased role. How big is that for the team? How big is that for the sport in general?
Oh, it's astronomical in my opinion. Yeah. You know, people like Jason and his wife, they don't really get anything out of it besides being a part of something. Yeah. And that's what they are. They've become part of our family in a real short time. Yeah. And it makes it special for us. We have a lot of people over there, like Erica mentioned, from the Melling family, the guys at People Lease and Gallagher, and we can go CHE, we can go keep going down the line. It's huge, and it says something about our class that had a bad downturn back 3 or 4 years ago, and you know, for it to be coming back like it's done is unbelievable.
But what have you, in this year that you've kind of worked with them, what have you kind of gotten to know about them? What have you enjoyed most, you know, as this year has kind of progressed and you've gotten to know them more and more?
Probably getting to know the team. I've known Richard for a long time, known Erica a long time, but I was always against him, not personally, but on another team. Yeah. So we had good times doing that. We had fun. I used to like to beat Richard all the time. But, yeah, it's a great team atmosphere. A lot of people see the craziness outside looking in, but once you're inside, it's a whole different ballgame. These guys love each other. They work hard. They work on everybody's car. I mean, they just want to win light, and they don't really care which four cars it is. We want to do more with our car, of course, just mainly for Jason. I'm fortunate. I've won a lot. I've been happy, but I do still want to show up and win, but they give us a good car, and we try something like every run. So it's not like we're forgot about. It's a pretty good deal.
Erica, the partnership, you saw it from afar, maybe not afar, but kind of them working with Bo this year. What's kind of impressed you about just the relationship they established with Bo to have you excited for next year?
Well, I'm obviously excited to have Bo and Randy Lynn race with us. before Pro Stock were all sportsman racers, and they still are heavily invested in the in stock and Super Gas and Super Comp, and I think Bo has one of every car, but we're thrilled to have him as part of Elite Motorsports, and I know next year will be way better for him than it was this year, but that's something that he mentioned. Our guys are, they have the biggest no-quit attitude you've ever seen in your life, so you can expect some really great things next year, and again, we're excited to have him on board.
Last thing I wanted to get all three of you, start with Richard. You talked about the health of the class, the growth of the class. Do you see the class in a positive spot as we head into 2023?
Oh, there's no doubt. It's you know, we're going to add one more car to our stable. I've got a really good friend of mine from Lindsay, Oklahoma, who has done well for himself. He's going to jump on and run the first 9 or 10, see how he does. Yep. So we're going to get his license, and his name is Jerry Don Tucker. He runs Top Sportsman now. Okay. So we're going to have 8 cars under our banner next year. Everybody, you know, they gripe about that, but it's okay. And with what's going on at KB, yeah. I think it's great for our class. We needed that, and you know, they're great competitors, and I think our class is just, it's really on the verge of being back at that 22, 23 cars and at every event. So yeah, I think it's unbelievable.
Well, what do you kind of see about the health of Pro Stock heading into next year?
Well, I mean, Erica had a phenomenal year, but every car is so close. This is the hardest year I've raced to actually turn a wind light on. My deal's been as much me as the car at times. So I think there's a younger group coming in. It's growing, but really all of NHRA looks stronger to me, starting from the sportsman side, because you got guys begging to get in races that are like watching their keyboard in 5 seconds hoping somebody drops out. So the sport's definitely where it needs to be. We just need to invite more in.
Absolutely. And then, Erica, wrap it up with you, obviously, as world champion. Is there a lot of pride kind of in your heart just seeing where Pro Stock is right now, moving into the future?
Yeah, absolutely. My first professional year was 2005, so I've been on board to see a lot of things change, you know, going from carburetors to EFI. I had the opportunity to race with people like Mike Edwards and Warren Johnson and Kurt Johnson and Allen and all of the like legend names of Pro Stock. So the class has definitely changed, but I am forever proud of what we've done to turn everything around. And Richard obviously spearheaded that with the help of Greg and Jason at KB. Everybody was on board to continue to grow the class. So I'm excited about where Pro Stock's at. I definitely think the competition is tough, but you can bet we'll be ready for battle.
Right. Anybody, anything else? Good? All good? All right. Thank you, guys. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.